Home prices continue to drop.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and by Putnam Investments, recognizing the value of financial advice since 1937. Putnam Investments, a world of investing.
Good morning from 8 p.m. American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Home values fell again last quarter by about 3%. That's according to a report out this morning from the real estate website Zillow.com. For more on the report and what it says about the housing market, let's bring in Marketplace's David Gura. He's live now with us from Washington. Good morning, David.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, we've been hearing that the housing market is still struggling, but this report seems to show that things are even worse than we thought.
Well, that's right. Zillow's painted a pretty grim picture for us here. In the U.S. today, there are about 2 million homes in foreclosure. 1.5 million homeowners are seriously delinquent on their mortgages. And it's gotten a lot harder for Americans who want to buy real estate to get loans. And on top of that, Jeremy, the supply of homes, the number of homes for sale in the U.S. far exceeds demand.
And David, I thought a lot of people were talking about 2011 being the year that we hit the bottom of the housing market.
Yeah, but now it looks like that might not be the case. The culprit here may be these tax incentives, these tax breaks that expired last year, up to $8,000. In fact, when you look at this data, there's this really clear turning point last summer when those went away, sort of a steep climb in sales right up until then. Now, Jeremy, economists thought that would have some effect on the housing market, but it looks like it had a much bigger effect than many of them anticipated.
Marketplace's David Gura with us live from Washington. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Well, to the White House now, which is pushing back against a leaked report involving a new driving tax. The Department of Transportation is reportedly looking into the idea of taxing drivers based on how many miles they drive and using the revenue to maintain roads and highways. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports.
American highways need major repairs, and the flat per-gallon gas tax won't cover it, especially as people drive more fuel-efficient cars. UCLA transportation professor Brian Taylor says in the past, we'd raise the tax.
The first response is, well, that's a terrible idea. I don't like that. What else do you have?
Taylor says today, it's feasible to charge people based on how much they drive.
We now have the ability with GPS, with electronic systems that can track vehicles, to have drivers pay directly for how much they use the roadways.
But a tax on mileage could hit commercial trucking particularly hard, says Bruce Belzowski at the University of Michigan Transportation Institute. And we might all pay for that.
Because the added cost that you're charging the companies many times gets transferred to the consumer in terms of the cost of product.
He says trucking companies invested heavily to meet federal fuel efficiency standards. Slapping them with a driving tax on top of that wouldn't be fair. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading this morning. London is down about 0.5% right now. Hong Kong was up about 0.75% today. It was a $66 million opening weekend for Thor. The 3D action flick was number one at the box office. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow rose 54 points to close at 12,638.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
There is a billboard up on my commute to work that says the world is going to end on May 21st. Apparently, the more accepted date among those who believe the end times are near is December 21st, 2012. And again, according to the true believers, there are going to be a handful of places on Earth that will be safe come that date. One of those, apparently, is southern France. And Christopher Worth reports the locals are getting ready for an influx of visitors.
The tiny picturesque village of Bouguereau takes its name from the giant flat-topped mountain that towers above it. Population here is just 189 people. Dominique Le Mans is one of them. As he throws feed out for his chickens, he says peculiar things happen here.
I see on the sky a strange light.
Le Mans described a light zigzagging across the sky.
And I'm sure is not plane, is not Airbus or Boeing or helicopter.
Whatever it was, alleged sightings like this are becoming more common. The village has become a magnet for New Age belief groups who predict the world is going to end next year on December 21st. Some convince the mountain will be a landing site for UFOs rescuing people from the mayhem. The mayor, Jean-Pierre Delord, says he's seen websites imploring people to go to Bougarache.
Mes soucis sont simples.
My concerns are simple. We can't accommodate people arriving here en masse. It would disrupt the tranquility of the town.
But even the mayor admits those newcomers could be a boost for Bougarache's economy. The local B&B is getting calls about booking rooms for the apocalypse, and others have begun moving to the area to start businesses.
Okay. I will try without.
People like Odile Masounade, who goes by her spiritual name, Amkara. No, that's not a UFO. Amkara specializes in sound massage, so I gave it a go.
Christopher is in harmony.
She places a big metal bowl over my head and begins ringing it with a mallet.
Now you let the energy coming up.
Omkara plans to open a spiritual center here for therapies like this.
People are coming here from all over the world, but here they are very afraid of all these people coming like this.
So afraid, the mayor says he may decide to block off the roads leading into the village next year. In Bougarache, France, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, there is a list out today that says Apple is the most valuable brand in the world. The Apple brand, just the brand, is now worth $153 billion, according to the consultancy Millward Brown. The big winners this year on Millward Brown's list are in high tech. Facebook's brand value has increased by more than 250% over last year. And the big losers, oil companies, big banks, and Nintendo. The value of the Nintendo brand is down more than just a wee bit, 37%. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Technology is one of the heroes of the Middle East revolutions, but this hero also has a tragic flaw, because it can help the bad guys as much as it helps the good ones.
Essentially, a lot of countries in the Middle East and Asia like to monitor all data in and outbound from their borders.
I'm Tess Vigeland, a double-edged social media sword. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.